Lucy in New Jersey's dealing with a flooring issue. What's going on at your money pit?
Yes, I'm thinking about buying a carriage house and investing a little bit more than the usual one, and I would like very much to have your expertise on whether I should put a concrete slab there first and then put the shed on top of it.
Okay, you're talking about a shed that looks like, not an entire house, right?
Just no, a shed. No, dear, no. It's like
okay.
6 by 10, I think.
If you could, I would definitely pour a slab, because these pre-built sheds can go right on the ground, but it's not nearly as nice as if you can have a cement slab. So if you want to spend a little bit of money, I think it's a good idea to put in a 10 by 10 cement slab. But
yeah.
Listen, Lucy, before you do that, you better make sure that you're not violating any zoning restrictions, because sometimes there's zoning laws about how many of those and how much of that you can put on your property, if at all, and how close it can be to a property line. So before you order this thing, go down to your local municipal hall, talk with the zoning official or whoever's in charge there, and make sure it's okay for you to do that. Make sure you get a permit, too, because if you do this and you don't have a permit, they could make you take it out.
Yes, and then there's usually a fine, too, on top of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and we don't want to have to bail you out of jail now, Lucy.
Okay, Tom, aren't you wonderful? Yeah, thank you
And Tom
so much.
Is nearby to you, so you could call him for that.